Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else could do. And then the refrain, I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme and glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. We'll have to tell it here first, if we are, to join with the songwriter, 'twill be my theme in glory. Reading from Romans chapter 1, verse 14 through 27. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which be made known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. So far we read this holy word, blessed word, calling us to repentance, calling us to faith, calling us to obedience. Let's pray that God will make it effectual to us. Our Father, we come to Thee through Christ Jesus, He who is the way, the truth, and the life, He who is one with Thee in eternity, one with Thee in creation, one in magnifying the law with Thee, and in giving the law, speaking of it, and fulfilling it. And we pray, Father, in His name, that each of us may know the need of having Him fulfill that law in our stead. We are told by Thy holy law and Thy holy word, the wages of sin is death. And we know that our sin is against Thy holy law. We pray, Father, that we may be rightly taught, having this law as a schoolmaster, to bring us to Thee and to bring us to Christ. We pray, Father, that this may be done in a mighty way in our time, that there might be another great awakening in our nation and throughout the world, as there has been in the past. We pray, Father, that it may take place in the church, reviving it, awaking it also, as the church has been told a number of times, "Awake, thou that sleepest," and also with the answer that Thou, Lord Jesus, will give the light. And we pray that we might know the darkness of our time, that we might want Thee, the light of the world, that we might want Thee rightly for Thy glory, and for our present and eternal needs and good, and for the good of others also, that we might in it have a right beginning and a right continuation of love to Thee and love to our neighbor. We pray, Father, that we also may have then the fruits of love and the fruits of the Spirit, more and more, that will change this world, change the divided nations, change the broken homes. Also, Father, we pray that blessed gospel may be Thy power in the lives of those in sickness, that they might look to Thee for healing and be given healing if it could be Thy will. For those that must remain in their sickness till death, pray that Thou would give them the grace to bear under it while living, and be ready for that hour of death through Christ. We pray for those in hunger, the homeless, the war-torn lands, the persecuted, those that have suffered under the ravages of nature and fire, wind, drought, floods, all these calamities that have come, and seemingly more and more. Help us to see that it could be both thy judgment, but also a chastisement that will teach us to turn back to thee. And we pray that that may take place through thy word, and all because of Christ. Amen. As we look at this blessed word once again, hopefully it will do with us different than what we read in the second chapter. Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. The second chapter, verses 4 and 5. Hopefully we won't stay there if we are there, but I'm afraid we are there as a nation. We have not continued in the faith of our fathers. And sadly, that took place already, even in the second generation of our pilgrim forefathers coming here. They saw that their children, though outwardly obeying the law, but inwardly not knowing their sin and the need of a Savior, already in that first and second generation, we can give thanks that there has been the awakenings, the 1700s, the 1800s, but since that time, we have again gone away from our God, our Creator, our Sustainer, and turned, even as we read here, they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. We're in the time of the history when there was what they called the French Revolution, and the influence of that in our nation began to take hold. And then the awakening came in the latter 1700s and the early 1800s that reversed that terrible trend and did not see the results of it as it was in another country. The sad results of it, they are sad, and they are just like we read here, if we're left to ourselves, and how we need to pray that God will open our hearts to receive the word. As we read when Paul was preaching, the Lord opened Lydia's heart so that she gave heed to what he spoke. And there were wonderful results of it. And that's what we need and can only have from God's word because of Christ. Remember that or learn that. That's why, as we could sing, I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. That alone makes the difference. That alone gives us the true love of God toward us. Otherwise, it's wrath, and that alone can restore love in our hearts toward both God and our neighbor. As Christ said shortly before his death, without me, you can do nothing. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, will bring forth much fruit. How we need that again today. Or as he said later, to the church. Some of his last words to the last of the seven churches in Asia. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open to me, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. Often the church gives that message to the world, but it's a message from Christ to the church first. And oh, how we need it today. We have done, like we read here, changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man. Man is on the throne, even though we've become as a nation terrible murderers, murdering many of the next generation, murdering many of the unborn, too terrible almost to talk about it, and people don't want to hear about it, but it needs to be said, and we need to be called to repentance. I'm in the latter part of the day now. There's probably been over 2,000 babies killed today. When there's a few and other ways, it makes the news. Over and over, it's repeated from one shore to another, one way or another. But abortion, some even say, I'm against it, but I don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because they're not against it enough. They have to come out of lukewarmness. They have to come out of self-righteousness and the awfulness of voting for the murderers who want this to continue. Oh, how we need to take heed, lest that blood will soon come upon us. The last verse of the first chapter of Romans states, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Yes, there's three categories. There are many more, probably as well. But there are the ones who actually murder the mothers and fathers of the unborn and the doctors. That's one class. Then there's the government that allows it to be done and wants to keep that allowance going. And then there are the people who vote for those kind of people in government. Murderers wanting to kill, wanting it to be permissible. Yes, we've changed our law in the last number of years from what it was when our Constitution was first organized and made. But we haven't changed God. God must change us. Again, those words, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. God is not a murderer in the way we are. God will punish the wicked. The wages of sin is death. The same God that made that known also states the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what Paul is talking about here to this church at Rome and to us as well. Verse 14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Literally covers everybody in the world. Every kind of person, every kind of nature, Greeks, barbarians, those that are wise, those that are unwise or foolish. Christ said before he left this earth to preach the gospel to every creature. He also said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Yes, at the city, but also we could say Jerusalem, the home, at home. With you and me, in the church. If judgment must begin, it must begin at the house of God. And if it begin at us, what shall the end be of those that do not believe? It will be even worse. But here Paul goes on, not only stating that he's ready to preach the gospel, the good news, to those at Rome also. We mentioned that last week, how he got there, different than he probably planned. But he was there later. Now he only wrote about it. But then that wonderful word in verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. What a statement. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. How many people are ashamed to speak it, to confess it, to tell others of it? Haven't you been? Hasn't there been times that you thought you should say something to somebody, whether or not they have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, and then we don't do it? Even in our own homes and families, do we do it as we should? I think the answer is there. If we had done it, our nation wouldn't be where it is. A nation that is becoming more and more unbelievers. The largest group today is the group of unbelievers. Then there are the different kind of churches, the Protestant, the Catholic. One paper even stated that there were more that were part of witchcraft than there were members of a certain old and large denomination in our country. Witchcraft, it's there. One way to worsen it is to use the drugs of today. Brings on the same thing as demonic influence or witchcraft or however we want to describe it. The terribleness of it, the awfulness it brings. I've seen young people that have taken marijuana in too many ways. It's ruined their mind. They have to be cared for, even in their older age, by others. One that was living with his parents, had to stay in the way of being cared for because of marijuana. Beware, we in our state have voted to make it legal. The sheriff department warned against it. The commissioners of the county warned against it. The prosecuting attorneys warned against it. All those that deal with it know what it does and the terrible results. But the people as a whole just say, give it to us, give it to us. And we have one wicked political party that says, vote for it. Yes, the same party that wants to vote for murderers. Murderers in the government. Murderers as judges. Passing wicked laws to allow wicked things to be so-called permissible. Giving women their rights wrongly. That's what it is. Wrongly allowing them to murder. Oh, what a judgment day will bring. And what it could bring before the day of judgment. As it did earlier in our history, Judah could not be pardoned because of the innocent blood. One answer, the gospel. If you truly believe the gospel, you will know that you have been delivered from the death sentence. And you will want others to have the same. You will not want death on anyone in a temporal way or an eternal way. It's not for God's children to want the unborn to be murdered. In their mother's womb, somebody's torn apart. Some induced with drugs to kill the body. All kinds of wicked, terrible ways to the most innocent in the world, the most innocent in a nation. Again, I say, one answer. And if that answer is believed, the murder will not be done. Yes, there might be some that are possibly God's children that come into their fear of what is taking place, and girls may be pregnant and do not think about the Lord for a short time. But later, they will, if they're God's children, they will come back in repentance. They will come back like one woman told me, I killed my baby. And she couldn't get over it. She was a very nervous and troubled person, couldn't stay settled, even with having a family of present children. That one that was murdered haunted her, and it's a terrible thing, an awful thing, every way. David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this great evil in thy sight, when he murdered someone, had them murdered, and it's no different today. One of the things that I think we should realize is that our Ten Commandments have been translated from the Hebrew. According to those who know the Hebrew, they tell us that we have not translated that commandment rightly. We read, thou shalt not kill. It should be, thou shalt not murder. There is a place for killing. There are and have been righteous wars and punishment on the evildoers, but no place for murder, killing wrongly, not allowed by God. Here we have it. Murder. Those are worthy of death who have done it. God told Noah after the flood that though that shed man's blood, by man shall their blood be shed. And we are showing today that we don't see our guilt. And that's one reason people are leaving the church, young and old, do not know the need of the gospel. Do not know, as Paul here did when he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. As one song states, be of sin the double cure, save from guilt and make me pure. That's what the gospel does. Believing God's power unto salvation. To every one that believeth. And that is believing the whole word of God. Believing it in its completeness. As Moses already wrote that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We can't believe part of it and then say, oh, I believe it all. Or there's part of it that we don't believe and say, I believe the rest. If we refuse any part of God's word, we're refusing what God has said. We're refusing the God who gave it. And we are in dire danger. Here's what we can read in the last part of God's word. For I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. If we make murder legal, we've added to God's word. We've changed it. We'll have the plagues. If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of the book of life and of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. Again, I say, as Moses wrote, that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Christ repeated that statement when Satan tempted him and said, it is written. And it's written for you. It's written for me. It's written for all of us. It's written for the Greeks and the barbarians. It's written for the wise and the unwise. The call to repentance, the call to faith is written. And especially when both Moses and Christ said the same thing. And I repeat it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Throw away creation, you're in danger. Throw away any other part of the word of God. Some want to throw away the law and say that's not for us. The law is there. First of all, to show us our guilt, God's holiness, and then as well, to show us the way that we are to walk by the power of the gospel. As we read here, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also the Greek. Let's also remember the warning that Christ gave. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, Paul wasn't, but if we are, Christ said, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and to his fathers and the holy angels. Record in Luke chapter 9, verse 26. And there will be many that may protest on that day when Christ comes with his angels. But this is what he will say. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And thy name cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He knows whether we believe the word or not, and we must believe on him through the word, every word, and more particularly, the gospel.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.